The war on terror has created a lot of military widows in the U.S. since it began in 2001. But it can be difficult for grieving wives to connect with people who understand what they're going through. An organization that was founded in Alaska more than a decade ago helps bridge the gap. TAPS, or Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, held a widow's retreat in Girdwood and Anchorage last week. APRN's Annie Feit visited one morning and has this story.
Cheryl Dodson has never rappelled down a cliff before.
Is this how this goes?
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
And as she puts on her climbing harness and helmet, she is seriously considering chickening out.
I'm really nervous about this.
But she signed up for the morning's canyoneering adventure at Crow Creek Mine. And by the time she's suited up, she sounds determined to go through with it.
I was in the van thinking, okay, I'm totally not doing this. This is silly. I'm not doing this. But I'm going to do it. And my husband would be really proud of me because he did stuff like this all of the time. He was a nut.
Dodson is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Her husband, Captain Michael Dodson, was killed in an aviation accident in Guam in 2008. TAPS is a resource for grieving family members and loved ones of anyone who dies serving the military. This widow's retreat is just one of several events they hold around the country each year for siblings, parents, partners, and wives. Nikki Bunting's husband was killed in 2009 by an IUD in Afghanistan. A few days later, she found out she was pregnant. Bunting says the retreat is helping her feel normal again.
You know, when I'm out with my friends or whatever, I always feel like I don't fit in. I always look around and I get jealous, you know. And so I feel like I just kind of have a piece of normalcy back. And I don't feel like an outsider.
And Nikki seems to be in her element here. When the guide, Andy, asks who wants to go first, she quickly volunteers. She clips into the rope as Andy offers some last-minute tips.
Now, you're going to have to work this through a little bit, this rope. It's a pretty good-sized rope. So go ahead and just grab with that brake hand. That right hand stays on the rope.
Mm-hmm. Nikki takes a deep breath and slowly, very slowly, backs up over the cliff.
You're doing good. Hey, smile this way. Yeah, that's kind of a smile. Okay, now look for that edge. And now Indiana Jones. All right, who's up?
For most of these women, this is their first time doing anything like this. That's true for Jessica Bird, who even admits she's scared of heights. There were tamer activities she could have chosen this morning, like a hike, but she begged to join the canyoneering trip. Jessica has been grieving the loss of her husband since 2004, and she's learned that there's something powerful about sharing an adrenaline-fueled adventure.
You know, after you have that experience, and you've shared that experience, and you've conquered it, and you know, laughed and cried and, you know, got your butt kicked and you're muddy and everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, when it does come time to sit down for dinner or during those nights, which a lot of us call widow hours when we can't sleep and everything, we have these people that we shared a bond with that we can call.
At the bottom of the cliff, the women who've already rappelled cheer on their friends. Emily Alley says she almost stopped breathing at the top, but making it down safely was the highlight of the retreat for her, although she knew even before coming that she would love every minute of it.
My friends and family at home, they're like, wait, you're going to this thing where you don't know anybody? I'm like, no, you guys don't understand. It's okay that we don't know anybody. And coming right off the plane, we immediately, oh, hi, clicked, let's go get something to eat. We're friends instantly because, you know, you've gone through something. Most people haven't gone through, and it's a bond like you wouldn't believe.
Emily says during her daily life back home in Utah, she can't dwell on the loss of her husband. But here, the emotions come to the surface, and she says it's a welcome release. She looks up, and it's Cheryl Dodson's turn on the ropes. The woman who almost chickened out at the beginning of the story is now bouncing down the cliff as if she does this for fun every day.
Look at you, girl!
Yay! Heck yeah.
At the bottom, she's still shaking a bit when I ask her to describe the experience.
That was so awesome. I can't believe I did it. Yay! It was exhilarating. It was awesome. I want to do a bigger one now.
Yeah. The women already share the grief of losing their husbands, and now they have a very different reason to bond. The thrill of conquering their fears and rappelling down a cliff in Alaska. In Girdwood, I'm Annie Feit.